Picture this, you're driving through one of Alberta's national parks and you stop to take a photo of a moose. As you're doing so, the moose comes up to your car and starts licking it. While it is a hilarious thing to see, it can also cause some trouble down the road. Tracy McKay, the ecologist team leader in wildlife management in Jasper National Park, spoke to Windspeaker Radio Network about why letting a moose lick your car can cause issues.
For species like moose, they only eat plants, obviously, so they need a source of minerals and salt in their diet, and in the summer they get minerals from aquatic vegetation. They eat a lot of aquatic plants, which have a higher mineral and salt content, but in the winter those plants aren't available, so they're looking for other sources. The moose along the Moline Road, especially in Jasper National Park, so the road going up to Moline Lake, they seem to have figured out that there's some salt used on the roads that splashes up onto the vehicles, and that salt on the vehicles is just a really easily accessible source of salt for them in the winter. So obviously, the more wildlife are near roads and cars, and the more they get used to that, the higher risk they are at getting struck by vehicles and being injured or killed.
McKay shares the amount of moose injuries they've dealt with over the past year in Jasper.
About 4 per year die on the highway here because of vehicle collisions. Most of those happen on our busier, higher speed highways. So the Moline Road, we have had injuries resulting from vehicle collisions. The mortalities happened along Highway 16 where the vehicles are going quite a bit faster.
McKay says there are a few different things you can do to make sure moose don't get into the habit of licking cars.
What we're asking people to do is to just keep driving slowly. So within the park, the speed limits are quite a bit lower than outside of the park because we are trying to protect our wildlife and human safety. So we're asking people to always drive cautiously and within the posted speed limits. And then if people are driving, if our visitors are driving and they see moose approaching their cars, we're asking them to just keep driving slowly and just try not to let the moose access the car. Moose are one of my favorites. So they're these giant, goofy, graceful animals. We want people to be able to see those animals and take their photos, but keep driving slowly and just literally try not to let the moose lick your car.
For Windspeaker Radio Network, I'm Ryan Hunt.